has a lone Palestinian aid worker been falsely accused of the biggest aid money heist in history. At about 9 a.m. on July 12, 2016, dozens of Israeli security officers stormed through the gates of the Augusta Victoria Hospital complex in East Jerusalem. They surged past the hospital, which mostly serves the local Palestinian population, and through the main car park to a three-story building where the offices of the international charity World Vision were located. The officers, some armed with rifles, ordered the charity's few dozen staff into a meeting room and seized their phones to prevent them contacting the outside world. According to witnesses, they were kept there for the next 4 hours. Occasionally, Israeli police and intelligence agents called an employee out of the room for questioning, while others roamed the offices, searching through files. As the most senior staff member on site, Connie Lennerberg, an Australian who was then head of World Vision's Middle East operations, was the only one allowed to leave the room. According to Lennerberg, officers aggressively demanded copies of World Vision's financial records for the past few years. In one hallway, Lennerberg came upon an Israeli intelligence agent questioning World Vision's finance director, an Ethiopian man, about the charity's systems for preventing fraud. They kept saying, "You just said that, but now you are saying something different." They got him totally confused, Lennerberg recalled. They didn't really seem to have a clue what they were looking for. Our sense was they didn't really understand our systems. After 4 hours, as quickly as they had arrived, the officers left. They never said his name, but the staff knew the raid was connected to the disappearance of Mohammed El-Halabi. A month earlier, Halabi, the 38-year-old head of World Vision's Gaza office, had been arrested as he walked through the Erez checkpoint between Gaza and Israel. Nothing had been heard of him since. A few weeks after Halabi's arrest, Lennerberg had flown to Jerusalem to seek more information from Israeli authorities. On August 4th, 3 weeks after the raid, Israel's Shin Bet intelligence service made an extraordinary announcement. It said that Halabi had confessed to diverting $7.2 million a year for the past 7 years to the Islamist militant group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. More than $1 million a year had allegedly been delivered in cash to combat units. In total, Halabi was accused of stealing up to $50 million meant for desperate Palestinians and giving it to Hamas to buy rockets and build tunnels. If true, it would be perhaps the largest theft of aid money in history.